saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides. My lips touch you with their soft wet.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Thank you, Elvis. I never get tired of hearing that song, which was written by Neil Diamond. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
We're doing the best we can over here, Bruce.
I know you are, and you told me you were working hard on the break.
Working hard. Well, we want to spread the word about men's groups, and we're building our nonprofit, which is creating a certification program for men's group leaders so that we can attract more men to lead groups, promote the benefits of groups, and hopefully have more places around the country where men who are looking for this work can find the support they need.
Terrific, terrific. I should alert you to something that you might be amused by. I don't know if you know, but I've been writing semi-regularly for a new website called 12most.com. And my 18th one is being published next week, and I've written two, and I'm not sure which one of the two is the one that I think you'll particularly like. And it's, I don't remember the exact title, but something like 12 Most Important Reasons Men Need Other Men in Their Lives.
Good job, Bruce.
And as you obviously know, the idea for that is certainly inspired by our relationship and the work that you've done, and the realization that I came to when I joined your group way back when, which is that I didn't have enough men in my life, that I was leaning on too many women friends. And I knew that instinctually. You and the group reinforced it. And it's now become part of my lexicon of things I talk about, things I do in my columns, and things I express to other men about the need for having other men in their lives.
Yeah, it's not often talked about, not very popular to talk about in mainstream press. And what we're trying to do with Connect the Men, once we launch it, we have a lot of work to do this year, but is to get the word out so that people are talking about it and we start to realize, you know what, that makes a lot of sense. You know, I should be able to hang out with a bunch of guys or be led by a man who really knows what's going on between men to help me with my marriage and with my kids and with my aging parents and with just being stuck or bored or all the things that happen in a man's life.
Or the more destructive things that we may instinctually want to do. Having other men in your life can caution you and maybe stop or at least get you to reflect on it before you go gamble away your bonus, before you take on another addiction, before you fool around on your wife.
Yeah, so, before you play with an intern in the Oval Office.
Yeah, that's would have helped if he might have been in a men's group.
I think it would have helped a lot. I mean, powerful men especially are sold out by the people around them.
Well, and powerful men think they can do no wrong.
That's true too.
Which is another problem.
But if you develop the trust, right? If a powerful guy, and there are very powerful men who trust other men and have those groups of confidants. If you have that, you may go sideways. But because you've developed those relationships, those men are waiting by to catch you when you're about to fall.
Yeah, it's true. It's very true. And everyone needs it, from the powerful to the not powerful. You know, ironically, Wayne, I know you're not yet a major Twitter person, but tonight's Dad Chat is about parental support. And the assertion and the general question I'm putting out for Dad Chat tonight is, do dads get the same kind of parental support from other dads that moms get from other moms? I don't know if you'd be interested, but I'd love you to participate. It would help you to, it would certainly bring you to a new audience of people. So if you're interested, you know, we'll talk offline. But that is ironically the topic for tonight's Dad Chat, parental support. And of course, you know, my assertion is that the moms are kind of already have in the built-in support, whereas the dads are still working towards it.
Right. Well, certainly we talk about fathering all the time in our men's circles. And men have lots of questions, and they have lots of doubt and fear about how they're parenting. and the stages that their kids are going through, and they need to have that support because they're really not meant to bring their sons and daughters up alone. It really takes a village, and they need some of those men in that village.
Well, and that's the point. And the men that are not in men's groups are really not getting the support. And that is what we're going to be talking about tonight in Dad Chat.
Sounds good.
Let's get back. Again, if you want to join me, just I'll explain how and
I know
just
where to
call
reach
me. Let's talk about today's topic, my little boy is going to college. In your case, it's my little boy and my little girl. What sort of advice and thoughts do you have now that you're kind of on the latter end of that process?
Celebrate, dance, scream, do crazy things with your wife.
Well, doesn't that only apply if they're actually employed?
Well, one step at a time.
Because 85% of college grads today, you know, move back home.
Well, I know that my two kids will be part of the 15%.
Good.
And I think we've mentioned this before. They've known that there's not a place for them to live back in our house once they go away to school. It's time, you know, we've taught you everything we can teach you. It's time for you to carve it out for yourself. And, you know, my daughter's now in grad school, and she's being paid, and she's teaching, and she's taking care of herself. And my son's still an undergrad, but his focus is on getting an internship this summer so that his senior year he already has a job offer.
An internship in which he gets paid, or just an internship in which he gets the lead?
Well, he's been offered one that he'll get paid something.
That's nice.
Right, but the deal is that he's always known. He's not coming back. And the fact is, in the way we raise them, they don't want to come back. I mean, they want to go out and have a good time. They know that they can always come home. It's a safe place. It's a loving place. We want them to visit. But their life is not there anymore.
Nor should it be. I'm not suggesting that those 85% are doing it because they want to. I think some of them are doing it out of laziness or lack of initiative. But, you know, my son, you know my older son well, he can't wait to be on his own.
Right.
He just can't figure out how to do it yet.
But I think that, people have their own perspectives on what they're doing, or people's egos are sometimes in the way, and it makes it difficult for them to see the reality. But look, if you had to make it, if you had to find a way to survive, you'd do it. And I think that parents these days are making it too easy for their kids to come back home.
Well, I agree with that. I agree with that. But let's get back to the topic at hand, the kids going off to college. What else would you say as far as advice or counsel or just anything?
Well, you have to stop lecturing because they're not hearing you anymore. So there's going to take some time. I mean, it depends on the maturity of your kids, and so it's all over the map. But for both of my kids, my daughter, sophomore year, my son, more his junior year, where we started to feel the shift in maturity, owning his own responsibilities, whining less, asking less for money, hearing the lessons. And in my son's case, it's because he started dating a girl who's more mature than him, and he had to step up to the plate. So we're very grateful to Haley. We love you.
Oh, is she still in his life?
Yeah, well, this is not the old girlfriend now.
Ah,
new girlfriend.
And, well, good.
And so it's more mature, and that's helping him. So it takes time for the kids to acclimate to college, to leave high school behind.
How do you
find their way?
Okay, we don't have much time, but what about the first year partying problem? Did either of your kids go through it, and did you participate in any way to try to help them survive that problem?
When I heard that my son had a hangover, I said, good, you're an idiot. So when you learn that you can't drink that much, you'll not feel so lousy the next day.
Okay, so you were letting him basically figure it out.
He's away at school. What am I going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And listen, those talks happen in high school. I mean, the first time that
these
things happen, and you have that ridiculous scene, you know, on the couch or a friend driving your kid home.
Right.
You have those discussions, but...
But
you
it's
have to
different.
Let it happen.
It's different if they go away to school. I mean, it is different. There's no checks and balances.
But listen, you know, it's dangerous. Alcohol poisoning is real. fraternity and sorority rituals are happening. They can be very dangerous. So you want to have those discussions, but they're on their own now.
All right, we're out of time, Wayne. Where can our listeners reach you?
BetterMenCoaching.com. Get my book, Hold On to Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men. It's a great place to start for men who want to be better men, fathers, and husbands.
And you can get that at that website, BetterMenCoaching.com. Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Bruce.
It's time for a break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen. You can follow me at Facebook, A Dad's Point of View, or email me at Bruce@BruceSalen.com. We'll be right back.